The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The polling is looking worse and worse for Joe Biden as we approach November. And so, as we get closer, the celebrities have crept out of their private jets and their penthouses and their Malibu and Beverly Hills homes to help him out. And the most recent example of this was on The View. Check it out.
Because you've been pretty open about your dislike for Mr. Trump and the danger he poses to democracy. You once famously said you'd like to punch him in the face. But right now, he's leading in the polls in five battleground states. Any advice to the Biden campaign or the voters? What are you thinking?
Well, I think I don't understand why people are not taking him seriously. Because you read about it historically in other countries that they didn't take the people seriously. I think Hitler, Mussolini, they're fools and clowns. Well, there will be, and I hear it, there's some people, I mean, who does not think that this guy is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do?
Right.
He's done it already. And then what? We're going to sit around and say, what? We told you so? Or whoever I told you so? It's going to happen. If he gets elected, it's going to change this country for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they might think that it's going to make their life better. They just want to, excuse my French, they just want to f*** with the rest of the country. Literally. Those people who support him with anger and hate, because that's what he's about, they're going to see. I mean, I used to see these things. I didn't understand how he and Rosie O'Donnell used to get it. I didn't really care. Yeah. I see what a hateful, mean-spirited, awful thing he is.
He was vicious to her.
He's vicious. And why will he not do that in this country? He's already done it. Yep. Why would he not do? When I say I want to punch him in the face, it's because what he said to a person, a bystander or somebody in one of his rallies, he wants to punch him in the face. You don't talk that way to people. What kind of person does that?
Makes fun of the physically challenged. He makes fun of people who have physical challenges.
He's done that too.
He trashes
done everything.
The military. He says that people who go to war are losers. Wake up.
He's done everything. What more do you need? It's almost like he wants to do the worst that he could possibly do to show this country to f*** with us. his slogan should be f*** America. I want to f*** America.
And the other thing is, if he becomes president again, he's not going to not stop being president. You understand this?
Yeah.
His idea is to stay in until he drops dead.
That's it. He's not even conceding it now. So imagine if he actually did win the election.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
We're going to have such civil strife. We're going to have all the things he says because everybody's now onto him where he projects what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's what he wants, what he envisions the world to be, which is chaos and craziness, total craziness.
So a couple problems with what Robert De Niro said. The first is that he says, we got to trust Donald Trump that he does what he says. Okay, so when he says that, he's actually going to make a strong economy. He's going to stop you know, letting illegal immigrants come in. Do we trust him then? Does that work? And of course, the answer is we should trust him because almost everything that he said he would do, he did from 2017 to 2021 with some notable exceptions, especially during COVID. And I've been critical of him in the past and talked about that. The other problem is that the notion that Trump and MAGA is the group of hate is total BS. Progressives are the most hate-filled group, from BLM, from them literally destroying small businesses that had nothing to do with George Floyd, even though George Floyd was a criminal and, you know, overdosed on fentanyl anyway, but they literally were ransacking businesses and local police stations that had nothing to do with what they were even upset about. From that to the blue-haired people who are always freaking out about people, you know, denying their existence by saying that men can't be women and women can be men, to the person, like the famous person screaming on the street in agony because Donald Trump won. They're the people of, hey, it's not MAGA. And honestly, if you go to these rallies, it's not filled with hateful people. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, even if you're gay or if you're a transgender person, people are pretty nice to you there. And if you literally just said to them, yeah, I'm just here to kind of see what's going on, I don't really agree with Trump, people would most likely, and in my experience, because I've not always been the biggest fan of Trump, people have always been very positive in outreach to me. They're not the hate-filled group, but anybody who has seen any progressives interact with conservatives know that's true, because the progressives are always the one being angry and freaking out. The biggest problem, though, with what Robert De Niro says is that people on the left refuse to acknowledge that MAGA is a massive percentage of the American people. So you have Hillary Clinton talking about the deplorables who are going to vote for Trump. And Robert De Niro and the ladies of The View, they have a similar sentiment. They're saying that if you vote for Trump, you hate democracy. You would have voted for Hitler in Germany and Mussolini in Italy. And you're a tyrant. You're an awful person. But what they don't say, and they can't say it, by the way, is that that's a massive percentage of America. If you want to talk about MAGA people, it's like a third of America. If you want to just talk about people who are going to vote for Trump over Biden, it's a far greater percentage of people right now. It looks like a little over half, like 52 to 55%. So just to be clear, when Robert De Niro and the people at The View are saying that, what they're saying is that they basically hate most of Americans. And that is really what the crazy part is. Even though they act like they're in the majority, they're actually not. Most people don't like Joe Biden. Most people don't think Donald Trump is some hate-crazed person. They just think that he is going to do a better job in the economy, and they don't really like the illegal immigrants coming to their country. So yeah, they'll vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. One of the craziest parts, too, at the end is it shows how Democrats really hate democracy, because in the end clip, they talk about what if Donald Trump actually does win. They talk about how that's what they truly fear. And so they actually hate democracy. They're showing that they would rather subvert democracy. This goes into, you know, Donald Trump being barred from the ballot in Colorado. Not anymore, but being people attempting to bar him from the ballot because of the fact that he is being wrongfully convicted of a lot of crimes that are just totally bogus and crazy, which is, you know, another episode and another video. But they would rather take him off the vote and not even allow voters to vote for him, which is democracy, by the way. That is voting. And they fear that, because deep down they know that the people who support Donald Trump are actually the majority, and they hate that. They hate the idea that a majority of Americans would reject progressivism and choose an America first agenda, which is what Donald Trump is fighting for. As always, guys, if you got a little bit of value or entertainment out of this video, go down below, subscribe, like, and leave your comment what you thought about this video as well. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.